Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle. This morning, I want to be speaking on the key of thanksgiving. I want you to just turn to somebody and tell the person the key of thanksgiving. And tell the person, thanksgiving is the key to the presence and the power of God. If you want to access the presence and the power of God, the key is thanksgiving. It will be interesting to start this discussion today by looking at what a key is in the natural. In the natural, when we say a key, the New Oxford American Dictionary defines a key as a small piece of shaped metal with incisions cut to fit the walls of a particular lock, and that is inserted into the lock and turned to open or to close it. So the key is a small piece of shaped metal with incisions cut in the walls of it to fit a particular lock. And when inserted into the lock, it is turned to either lock it or to open it. The key can also be defined as a thing which provides a means of gaining access to or understanding something. A key is a particular thing that provides a means of gaining access to something or understanding the thing. So when we say a key, we are talking about, in other words, instead of just a metal or a piece of object that opens something, the key can also be something that is intangible, but it is a means of understanding something or gaining access to it. A third definition of a key is that a key is something that is paramount or of crucial importance. Paramount or of crucial importance. The New Oxford American Dictionary. These are some of the various ways of defining a key. Now, let's set a key in the perspective of thanksgiving. In the perspective of thanksgiving. I'm talking about the key of thanksgiving. The fact that thanksgiving is key to your Christian life. Thanksgiving is key to your accessing the power of God. Thanksgiving is key to your accessing the presence of God. Thanksgiving, therefore, is a seemingly small but spiritual attitude or action that unlocks the presence and the power of God. Thanksgiving is a seemingly small. It's small. You can have a very big house, and the key to the house can be a small thing like that. And these days, especially when you travel around the world, you come across very interesting keys. Some of them these days, you don't even insert. You wave it at the door. Some of the cars, the key, you don't insert the key. You just go near the car and the door just opens. These days, the keys operate by all kinds of rays that you cannot see. Through electronic medium, the keys operate. So the key is a very small thing, sometimes intangible. You can't touch it. You can't see it, and yet it operates as a key. But without the key, you cannot enter the house. So thanksgiving, it looks very small, inconsequential, doesn't look massive. So if I don't thank God, then what? If I didn't thank the person, then what? But in the realm of the spirit, thanksgiving is so important. If you don't do it, your river will dry up. If you don't do it, your source will dry up. If you don't do it, you cannot gain access to God's presence. Thanksgiving is the means by which a person enters God's presence and receives spiritual revelation and understanding. People that are thankful to God, they receive more revelation than people who are not thankful. Because thanksgiving is the key that takes you into the presence of God to receive revelation. Thanksgiving is paramount to a life of godliness. It's paramount. It's key. It's important. It's crucial. Without thanksgiving, a person cannot enter a house. And if you enter the house without the key, they say you broke into the house. In other words, you are a thief. That means prayer without thanksgiving is stealing. So if you just go before God and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind and loose. Then the angel say, Nejigawa. Who is that person trying to receive healing without thanksgiving? The person is a thief. Who is this person binding the devil without thanksgiving? So there are times you are very, very busy binding and taking authority over Satan. And Satan is saying, you know what? You are an illegal person trying to access the power of God. Without your attitude and action of thanksgiving, you don't qualify to ask for the blessing. That's why the Bible said, bring in the tithes and offerings, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Because thanksgiving includes even your tithing. When you tithe, it's a way of saying thank you. You will receive that revelation. And if you can have thanksgiving in your life will be very interesting. Let me tell you this. Even in your family life, as a small family, if thank you, thanksgiving, can just come in as an act of courtesy in your house, that house will be a very rich house. But I know that in most of our houses, when the daughters or the sons or the mom give the dad food to eat, even thanks, they don't say. But I tell you, even in the ordinary language, even in the ordinary family setting, if your wife prepared a table for you and put food in front of you to eat, and you say, thank you, darling, I appreciate this. The following day, I can assure you, she will add a napkin on your chest or your lap to the food. But when they come and put the food in front of you, you open the lid and say, Bewana. Next time, when you are hungry, they'll tell you, go to the kitchen. Can I hear somebody clap your hands and praise the Lord? One way to thank God in church is that anytime something is said in church and the thing blesses your heart, you clap. That is another way of thanking. That is why you go to parliament, and when the president speaks and the people are blessed, especially those on the political divide of the side, when they are happy and you are like, hey, president, you have just spoken for us, they clap their hands and they stand and they applaud because the president is saying something that will help their constituency. And how many of you know I'm helping your constituency now? That is why you must clap. That is why you clap. So you clap in church, not because you are happy, but you clap in church because you are thankful. You clap in church because you are blessed. You clap in church because the word that is coming to you has blessed your life. How many people feel blessed today? You feel blessed today. You feel a thanksgiving coming up in your spirit. When somebody gives you a lift in their car, and you sit in the car. When you sit in the car, the first thing to say is, thank you for this lift. If you ever gain access to something without thanksgiving, you have broken in by force. And somebody who breaks in by force and without the legitimate access, they call the person a thief. How many of you have stolen prayer before? You went in without thanks. You went in without thanks. You went in without thanks. Anytime you sit in a bus and you don't thank God, you are a thief. You paid your lorry fare, but you are still a thief. If you got down and you didn't say thank you are also a thief. You receive food and you don't pray over it and thank God. The Bible says the food is sanctified by prayer and thanksgiving. So the thanksgiving sanctifies the food. That means if you didn't thank God and ate the food is poison. How many of you are thankful? that you can even get ice water. You are thankful that you can even get food. You are thankful that you can even sit in an air-conditioned room in somebody. How many of you are thankful that we have a church building like this? How many of you are thankful you have a pastor? You are thankful you have ushers. You are thankful you have praise team. You are thankful you have a church member. You are thankful. Come and clap your hands and shout and praise him. And somebody say, Lord, I am thankful. There is a lot to thank God about. And when we don't thank him and we go in, we are thieves. And you should also understand when it comes to locks that every lock has its own key. The lock to Pastor's house, if you bring it to my house and attempt to open my door, it will open. That is why my thanksgiving is different from your thanksgiving. My praise is different from your praise. The reason why I thank God is different from the reason why you thank God. The reason why you praise God is different from the way I praise God. You see, you praise God by standing. I praise God by sitting. You praise God by lifting up your hands. I praise God by clapping. Somebody praise God by keeping quiet. Another person praises God with a shout. They said these charismatics, why do they shout? We are not like other people. Other people can praise God by keeping quiet, but we praise God with a shout. You see, what God is doing in your life is different from what he's doing in my life. My key is different from your key. Sometimes you look at her, you think she's crazy. You look at him, you think he's crazy. They are not crazy. There is a way they thank God. There is a way they thank God. Are you listening to me? Sometimes the gate to some houses is glass. But you go to another place where there are only thieves in the area and the gate is iron. And you don't understand why that gate is iron. That gate is an iron gate because of the environment. You see, my thanksgiving is different from your thanksgiving. Somebody can go and thank God with a turtle dove, another person with a sheep, another person with a goat, another person with a ram. Somebody say, my God is too much. I will not give him turtle dove. I will not give him a ram. I will not give him a goat. I will give my God a cow. I will give my God a fatling. Is there somebody with a fatling praise, a fatling clap, a fatling shout, a fatling worship, a fatling thanks? Come on, shout it and praise. A key gives you access into the presence and the power of God. And we enter God's presence with thanksgiving and with praise. Psalm 100, the verse number 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thanksgiving is the key with which you enter into the presence of God. We seek the Lord with thanksgiving. 1 Chronicles 16, which we shall dwell on a little this morning, from verse 7, it says, then on that day, David delivered first, this psalm, to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. The king made a psalm just to thank the Lord and delivered it into the hands of some of the Levites called Asaph and his brethren. And he said, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. In other words, thank him before you call on his name. If you call on his name before you thank him, it is an anomaly. The right thing to do, heavenly protocol and heavenly procedure, is to thank him and then you call on his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice, that seek. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. And watch this verse 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. with thanksgiving, you seek the Lord. If you want to find God, move with thanksgiving. And God speaks to us when we minister to Him. Just as in the case of the early apostles. When the Bible said in Acts 13, the verse number 1 to 3, that now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was also called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. And so, as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. I love that word, ministered unto the Lord. May you discover where you are not in prayer, just asking God for things, but sometimes you are just ministering to Him. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I minister to you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I minister to you. May we have that kind of worship. May we come to church sometimes and we understand what we are doing, because sometimes we are really in God's presence, but we don't know what we are doing. And the unfortunate thing about our generation is that the devil has so much occupied our theology that we have no place for God Himself. You see, watch this. Put this in your spirit. We know what to do with the devil when he appears, but we don't know what to do with God when God appears. When the devil appears, we know how to bind, we know how to take authority over him, we know how to crush him, we know how to tread on his head, we know how to panic react to the devil. But we don't know how to intuitively, intentionally, by revelation, spiritually, respond to God when God appears. May God make you a specialist at knowing what to do with His presence. That when they say the presence of the Lord is here, may you know instantly what to do. Because the patriarchs and the men of old, whenever God appeared to them, they knew what to do. And I see somebody here this morning with spiritual information and the relevant knowledge, and you know what to do with God when God appears. Come on, shout yes if you are the one. And as they ministered to the Lord. Now watch this. They were not ministering to one another. They were ministering to the Lord. They were blessing the Lord. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, we are here to worship. Lord, we are here to thank you. And it's a deep spiritual thing. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, listen to me, anytime you are not hearing from God, it means you are not ministering to Him enough. May you get out of the dungeons of defeat and minister to Him. Somebody lift up your hand and wave them and minister to the Lord. That is why we lift up holy hands. We minister to the Lord. That is why we shake our heads. And listen to me. When you see the typical Jewish man and the man is praying, you see them do some motions. Listen. Say, Uhu Junina or Bompaya. They brag and boast in their God, even with their movement. They do all kinds of things. That is why we minister to Him. That is why we love Him. That is why we fall before Him. That is why we continually thank Him. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. The legitimate way to enter into God's presence is thanksgiving. Accessing God's presence and power without thanksgiving is stealing. And we must know what kind of thank offering to bring to God so that we are not rejected like Cain. There are many types of thanksgiving, and we must apply them according to our spiritual situation and what we need from God. How important is thanksgiving? How important is it? Thanksgiving. Is it really important? David showed us it is important. He demonstrated the importance of thanksgiving in his private and public life. He established the principle and the spirit of thanksgiving in the approach of Israel to God. David showed that thanksgiving is very important. And the importance he attached to it can be seen in the fact that he appointed a whole unit or company to thank God. He appointed, selected a whole unit or company just to thank him. In those days, the choir took the lead in thanking God. And when they said this was the choir, one of the most important things was that they were thankers. You know, I choose to say somebody who preaches is a preacher. Somebody who prays is a prayer. And somebody who thanks is a thanker. So if I use the word thanker, don't go and look in the dictionary. You may not find it. But for our purposes, in order to shorten all this thing about somebody who thanks God, why don't we just say a thanker? Everybody lift up your hand and say, I'm a thanker. Come on, give somebody a high five and say, you must be a thanker after today. Just thank God and thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. David appointed a whole unit or company to thank God. And watch this. The thankers were not just ordinary people. They were Levites. So just like there were priests who would teach the law, there were priests who would do this and this and this. There were some priests who were appointed just to thank the Lord. And the Bible said he appointed certain of the Levites. I love that. Certain of the Levites. Now, they were not just some gra-gra Levites. These were special Levites. Certain of the Levites. He appointed them, certain of the Levites, to minister before the ark of the Lord. And to record means to celebrate by calling to remembrance. So they were appointed, and some of them called to remembrance, started celebrating. The second thing they did was they thanked, and the third thing was they praised the God of Israel. So these thankers were not ordinary people. The thing was so important that special people were separated from the group of the Levites to just thank God. And the other thing is that the thankers were chosen and expressed by name. I love that. They were chosen and expressed by name. 1 Chronicles 16:41 says, and with them, Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks unto the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. They were expressed by name. And look at this. Somebody shout, Obed-Edom. Somebody shout it, Obed-Edom. That man we call Obed-Edom. The one who King David, one day, the axe slew a man. One day, a man died in front of the ark. And David was afraid that if he went near that ark himself, that ark could kill him. So David said, I want a man who is accustomed with the presence of God. Said that when we take the ark to his house, that ark won't kill him, but he will still qualify to minister before the ark. And his house will also be blessed. And guess the man he selected? Obed-Edom. But you may think David was just walking and it's just like fire in your hand. And when fire burns your hand, you go, why? And throw it away. And it fell into the house of Obed-Edom. That was not it. That same man who asked, is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness because of Jonathan my servant? That same man asked, is there any man around here? Is there any man in this vicinity who, if we take this ark to his house, we can be sure that the ark will not kill anybody, because the man is used to the presence of God, because the man knows what to do when he comes into the presence of God, and that presence will not kill him. And the
elders came near him and they said, King David, we know of a certain man. We know a man who is the son of Jeduthun, and that man is a tanker. That man knows how to thank God. That man knows how to access the presence of God, not illegally, but legally. That man knows spiritual protocol. That man understands how to step into the presence of God with praise and with thanksgiving. His name is Obed-Edom. If we take the axe to his house, that axe will not kill the man. And because that man Obed-Edom knew how to thank God, King David took the axe into the house of the man, because the man knew how to take the key and enter into the presence of God. And he will not be like Uzzah, who didn't have a key and touched the axe and died. I see a man here because you are a tanker. I see a woman here because you are a tanker and you are grateful to God. The ark of God will come to your house. I will leave the blessing for another preacher to talk about in the course of the mantle. But I say to you that because you are a tanker and you are among the Levites and you are in the company of Asaph and you understand how to thank him, the ark will come to your house. Come and clap your hands and shout and praise him. Is there somebody who understands spiritual protocol and we can be sure that the ark will not slay him? They said, sir, we don't know of a better person than Obed-Edom. That man is a tanker. And 1 Chronicles 16:37 says, so he left there before the ark. He left before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, and Obed-Edom also of the son of Jeduthun and Hosa to be porters. Jesus. Listen, the man stood before the ark faithfully in the days of King David. He stood before the ark. Later on, the ark stood in front of his house. Listen, if you can stand before the Lord, one of these days the Lord will stand before you. How did the scriptures put it? Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Any tanker, get ready. God will soon be in your house. Any tanker, get ready. God will soon be in your car. Any tanker, get ready. God will soon be in your business. Any tanker, get ready. God will soon be in your ministry. Come and clap your hands like you are thankful and shout like you are grateful to God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. He stood before the ark. And the next thing is, the ark was in his hand. Listen, he went to the ark, and the next thing was that the ark came to him. If I were you, I'll clap like I understand this thing. I will shout like I understand. You are seeking God today, but by next week, God will be seeking after a man. Look at David in the wilderness seeking the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will praise him at all times. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. And David is just a shepherd boy. And he's seeking the Lord and seeking the Lord. And thanking him for deliverance. Thanking him for deliverance from the bear. Thanking him for deliverance from the lion. Thanking him, thanking him, thanking him, thanking him. And then God is now looking for a man to fight Goliath and become the next king of Israel. And God said, I want the tanker in the wilderness. I want the man in the wilderness who knows how to write a psalm. And the Bible said, I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. I see somebody here today. I announce to you by the Spirit of God that heaven is looking for you. God is looking for you. Heaven is seeking after you today. Receive that revelation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, shout yes and praise. Hey!
David took the ark to Obed-Edom's house, and Obed-Edom was blessed. It was not by coincidence that David took the ark to Obed-Edom. He was a tanker. Lift up your hand and say, I am a tanker. Hey. King David placed importance and relevance on thanking God in the sense that the tankers were equipped with instruments. You see, the people were special. They were expressed by name. Obed-Edom was a tanker and not a preacher. The tankers were equipped with instruments. Look at 1 Chronicles 16:5-6. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, and Jael, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, Eliab, Benaiah, and our good friend Obed-Edom, and Jael, with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals, and Benaiah also, and Jehaziel, the priest, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Some of us don't understand the place of instrument in worshiping God and thanking. When God touches your heart and makes you dedicate your whole life to just instrument. Listen to even the Frafres and listen to the Akans. When they play their drums, I hear when they are drumming, even the drums is a language. And the king they are drumming onto understands all the gestures and the sounds that they produce. The sound must be good in the church. The drums must sound right. The organ must sound right. The guitar must sound right. The instrument must sound right. The bass guitar must sound right. The trumpet must sound right. Come on, shout and yes and praise it. That is why any tanker should invest in music. The ones who worship God and thank Him and sing, can they be so committed to that thing that even in their old age they will still be singing? Secular musicians will sing all their life. Believers will sing until they are too prosperous to sing. When they become prosperous a little bit and they can shake their shoulders and their waist a little, that is the end of praising God. And there are some of us, sometimes in the beginning of their Christian life, when we're young, we could dance to the praise of God. Dance and shout and roll on the ground. When we get a good job with a university education attached, God should forget it. Tankers were equipped with instruments. So the first thing I'm telling you is that David appointed people. You see, he was so committed to the worship that and the thanking that he appointed people to do the thanking. The other thing is that people, this man, King David, was so committed to the thanking that he composed a psalm to thank him. Many of the preachers and the believers, the psalms of David we quote are the psalms he's attacking his enemies. Like Psalm 35. Mo. Believers can quote it almost by heart. Can we try it, Psalm 35? Let's try Psalm 35. Ooh, verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my head.
Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they dig for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall. It's okay.
People, we can quote these ones by heart. But the Bible said, apart from these kind of prayers, I'm not saying sometimes you shouldn't pray like this. Because I tell you, sometimes the killers around us are so many that you have to pray this to survive. But you see, apart from that, 1 Chronicles 16, the verse 7 said, then on that day, King David delivered first this psalm. And the psalm was not a psalm of warfare. It was a psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. David worked on the psalm and delivered it. It was a prayerful process. It was a prayerful process. Verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. You see, the thanks were dedicated to Jehovah and to his deeds. When we talk about thanksgiving, know that we are talking about thanking God and not thanking men. We are not trying to remind you of the human beings you didn't thank. We are just trying to say, from now going forward, let us make the habit of thanking God for all things. And when we have to thank people, let us do it. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Verse 9. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of his wondrous works. The people were to sing and talk the tongues. Sing it and talk it. Glory ye, verse 10, in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Glory ye in his name. In other words, we are to brag about God in thanksgiving. Our joy should be visible. We are to brag about God. I see somebody walk out of here and glory in the Lord. I see somebody here who is refusing to hide in corners and look pathetic and look miserable and be like Lazarus at the gate, and dogs, unbelievers, will come and lick your sores. May you rise up. It's time for you to praise God. May you rise up. It's time to praise God. May you wake up. It is time for you to celebrate God and thank him. For great are his mercies, and his mercies endure forever. We are to brag about God in thanksgiving. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. We seek the Lord and his strength by thanking him constantly. Remember ye his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and his judgments in his mouth. Thanksgiving is possible only when we remember and rehearse the marvelous works of God. Remember, 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 remember. Why do you forget so quickly? You've forgotten where you came from. We thank him because we remember that once upon a time we were not a people until he made us a people. We remember because we are saved. We remember his salvation. We remember his goodness and his mercies. We remember how he blotted away our sin as a thin cloud. We remember how we were sinners bound to hell, and God himself has delivered us. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Once I was bound, but now I am free. I once was blind, but now, thank God I see. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the grave. Thank God for resurrection. Thank God for the trumpet of the soon coming King of Jesus, of God Almighty, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Come on, shout and praise.
We remember. We seek the Lord. Verse 13 says, all ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded unto 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and an oath unto Isaac. And he has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for everlasting covenant. God accepts the thanksgiving sacrifice of only those he is in covenant with. Listen to me. Is it not a good thing that the Bible said the sacrifices of the wicked are an abomination unto the Lord? But when you go into his presence, because you are a child of God washed in his blood, you can go before him with thanksgiving. You can go before him with worship. Others are sorting with their own good works and they could not find him. But when you are entering, it didn't say enter with your own holiness. It didn't say enter with your own righteousness. It said, I want you to enter only with your thanksgiving and with your praise. Is there one thanker in the building? Is there one praiser in the building? Is there one worshiper in the building? Is there one shouter, one clapper, one dancer, one singer, one screamer, one gratitude, one person grateful to God? Come on, shout and praise. Huh? Covenant. Be ye mindful always of his covenant. The word which he commanded unto 1,000 generations, even the covenant which he made with Abraham, verse 18, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers were in it. And when you went from nation to nation, and from kingdom, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do you wrong. He reproved kings for your sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Hey, God has given us the land, and we can thank him. God has given us a land that flows with milk and honey. God has given us a good land. God has given us a land where some of the indigenous people of the land cannot even get food to eat. But God brought us as strangers, and he has given us the land and he has blessed us. Is there anybody here who can remember his goodness and his mercy? If we want to count his blessings and name them one by one, the whole day will end and we are still counting. I see one grateful person here. I see somebody who is thankful. If you are that person, come on, shout and praise him. Sing unto the Lord, all ye earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Thanking God should be overt and not in secret. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Thanksgiving glorifies God and belittles the devil and demons and gods. Because he said, for all the gods of the people. Anytime we give thanks to God, we are exalting God above the gods on the land. When you don't thank him, the heathen will give the glory to devils and to demons. But when we thank him, thanksgiving glorifies God. Glory and honor in his presence. Strength and gladness are his place. If thanksgiving takes us into God's presence, then it is rewarding to live a life of constant thanksgiving. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the earth. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bring an offering and come into his presence. Offering time is not a time to walk out of church. It is time to say thank you. It is time to say, Lord, I praise you. It is the time to say, Lord, I appreciate you for all you have done. And he said, and when you come into his presence, don't come into his presence empty. Anybody who is truly grateful and is truly a thanker will be a giver. It is a command to give thanks and come before his presence with thanks and with offering. Giving glory to God and bringing offerings and worshiping the Lord, they go together. Fear before him, all the earth. The world also shall be stable, and it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship, they affect the heavens and the earth. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship, they affect the heavens, the earth. They affect the sea. They affect... Listen. Scientific experiment. Some people made a scientific experiment. They planted two kinds of trees and plants and vegetables. One of the farmers went to the tree. They gave them the same water, the same artificial nutrients, the same fertilizers, same soil. But one of the farmers went to the trees every morning and said, you are good trees, you are nice trees, you are beautiful trees, you are wonderful trees, and praise the trees and praise their maker. Another one went to the trees and said, these trees, you are ugly, you are twisted, you are crooked, you are cursed. After a period, these trees that were praised, they became beautiful, glorious, fruitful. Those other trees that were cursed, all of them died. Even trees can hear the praise of God. Water can hear the praise of God. The sea can hear the praise. Listen, anytime we are praising God, don't make a mistake and think the earth is not hearing. Don't make a mistake and think the mountains are not hearing. For the earnest expectation of the creature awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. And we, the sons of God, have manifested on this land. And as we speak, the clouds are hearing our speaking. As we praise God, the rivers are hearing our speaking. As we praise God, the waters and the land and the vegetation are hearing our speaking. May God make you understand the power and the key of praise and worship. Come on, shout it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For his good, for his mercy endure forever. And say ye, save us, O God, our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto your holy name, and glory in thy presence. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. But I like this, verse 35. And say ye, save us, O God, our salvation, and gather us together. Thanksgiving gathers people together. If your family is divided, begin to thank him. If your church is divided, begin to thank him. If your ministry is divided, begin to thank him. If your company is divided, begin to thank him. If your household is divided, begin to thank him. May God give us a culture of thanksgiving. And as thanksgiving is released in the body, God will hold us together. God will bind us together. The spirit of thanksgiving released in a church will hold us together. Will heal our wounds. Will bind us together. We will sing together. We will say, like the people of Israel, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept, and we mourned, and we wept. When we remember Zion and the people that carried us captive, and they that wasted us, they
inquired of us a man, and they said, sing unto us one of the sons of Zion. But we said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But the psalmist said, when the Lord shall turn again the captivity of Israel, we shall be like them that dreamed, and the Lord shall put laughter in our mouth and put a song on our tongue. You have been in captivity for a long time. You have been divided for a long time. You have been beaten for a long time. But by the sound of thanksgiving, I see your family coming together. I see the church coming together. I see your people coming together. Let the husband be a thanker. Let the wife be a thanker. Let the children be thankers. Let the leaders be thankers. Let the pastors be thankers. Let the managers be thankers. Come on, shout the shout of thanksgiving and glorify.
Thanksgiving.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 267 6055 +233 267 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.